I like always think about who these people are, and it's like, why are these people so influential?
Episode 7.
7.
Season 5. It's like, I was gonna rap and shit, yeah, but like, I had nothing else.
Man. I was like, damn.
If you didn't like laugh, I would have kept going, but like,
I know, I was laughing so I could just cut it, yeah, and then get to the episode.
All right, now, like, all right.
We out here, episode 7, season 5.
Yes, sir.
You already know what it's about.
What's going on?
Man, it's
mid-March.
It's that mid-March vibe. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't describe it, and if you get it, you get it. But, you know, like, you know, it is kind of getting to the end of the winter months. It's still very much lingering. It's not really a ton of fun. It's snowing every other day.
Man.
It's warm every other day, too.
Yeah. Snow's not done.
No, it's not done.
And isn't spring, like, tomorrow, technically?
Technically, sure.
Yeah.
And, like, is it, okay, great, cool.
We're from here, though. We know this, right? Like, it's going to take a minute.
And the hardest part is it never gets easier. You know?
Nah,
every single year, you're like, okay, like, December rolls around, you're like, oh, great, like, snow,
yeah,
and Christmas, it's like, okay, cool, holiday vibe, and then you get to January, like, damn, it's kind of fucking freezing.
It's a little cold, man, it's kind of annoying.
You're just like, please, like, can we get through this?
But they give you a glimpse,
yeah,
of, like, some, like, 15-degree weather here and there during the winter, and you're like, okay, spring is coming.
Yeah.
And then they're like, nah, hold up.
They're like, more snow. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
How dare you? It's going to be cold until mid-May.
Facts.
You know what I mean? That's the tough part is with this country. Like, sometimes you get those, like, one or two days in March, maybe early April, where you're like, oh, okay, cool, we're over the hump, and it's, like, super nice. And then it's like, no, we're going to snow. We're going to have a blizzard or something. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, that's going to just
be... Man, I saw this TikTok that made me really happy, though. It was like... we're only 2 months away from Toronto's looking and feeling like this. And then it's kind of like one of them corny recaps of just like a fun summer in Toronto, you know, just like clip, 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 like people like in parks and like patios and all that. And I'm like, we're almost there. I can feel that.
Yeah.
That's what I need, bro.
Yeah,
summer was hella fun last year, and it's going to be even better this year.
Yeah, totally.
Easily, you know?
Summer, like, it's hard to beat.
Yeah.
I remember like this time last year, I was thinking about it. It was we were in Jamaica,
sure,
a year ago today.
Yeah,
and I was like looking through some of my pictures yesterday, and I was like, damn, like that vacation did so much for like my mental health. It was crazy. I remember coming back and we were talking about it on an episode. I was like,
yeah, yeah. Now you're a different man.
Yeah, I know. But now I'm like, I need another one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, it's tough to do
that,
like,
time.
Yeah, it's tough to do like 3 or 4 months without like really taking like a vacation or like seeing or like experiencing warm weather, sunny weather.
Yeah.
And I feel like for the most part, January's been and February and March have been pretty gray and pretty gloomy. So.
Hey, man, you know, the Mad Mix, we got to give our weather report.
Weather report.
To start it out.
BioSteel.
But outside of that, how's your week been? Did you do any St. Patty's stuff?
Not really.
Or not. Nah. It's kind of over, right?
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I remember St. Patty's in college was sick.
Yeah, of course.
In college and St. Patty's in university was dope.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so much fun. Like, start the day, go to your friend's place, start drinking, see where the day takes you. But then, like, you got to take a step back and be like, damn, like, there is nothing Irish about this. And I'm pretty sure Irish people don't even fucking celebrate this shit.
No.
I'm going to speak out of line and say, like, they probably do.
Yeah,
like,
I won't even speak for them because I don't know, but I'm assuming they don't really care, like, that much.
You know, we definitely have appropriated it into like some crazy
party, as we do everything.
You know, as we do.
Marketing opportunity.
Yeah, North Americans don't really take a lot of ownership for other than like taking things and just making it theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like, I don't know.
Adding marketing dollars
adding
to
marketing
it.
Adding marketing dollars to it. And like, oh, here's another thing to celebrate. Here's another thing to get people to buy money or buy stuff with
them. Yeah, yeah.
But I will say, March Madness, bro.
True.
You know, it's crazy. It started, what, last week around this time?
Yeah, yeah.
You watching it at all?
Not really. Like, I'll see, again, like, I'm tapped in based on Twitter. So I'm seeing clips. I'm seeing, like, scores here and there. Seeing a lot of people betting, a lot of people losing money.
A lot of sports betting.
A lot of grown men mad at a bunch of kids losing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like...
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like that reminder that like these are 18, 19, 20 year olds, you know, like it's a young people.
Yeah, so like young guys with like a whole career in front of them.
Yeah. Like, so like wow, what you're betting, wait. Like don't get too, you know what I mean? Yeah,
don't get weird.
Yeah, don't get weird about it.
I think is the kind of the general mantra. But
straight up.
I will say March Madness is fun.
Yeah.
It's always that time of year where like it's not like the NBA where you see the same like 30 teams play against each other.
Yeah, yeah.
What I like about March Madness is that like there'll be random teams that like I didn't even know were schools make big time upsets against like the big ones that you normally hear about. And like from what I've watched so far, there have been some pretty big upsets. Yeah. So
who's your, do you have a team?
No,
not yet.
Really, man.
You just kinda.
No, I remember like I used to support Michigan.
Sure.
Michigan State, because when I was in Cuba like 10 years ago on a vacation, that's what they were playing on TV, and I was like, oh,
that's
like,
my team.
I'm gonna be a Michigan State fan.
Yeah, yeah. You've been locked in.
Yeah, yeah. Big time Michigan State guy. But always loved, I don't really follow teams, but I more so just like look at the individual players. Like if there's a high NBA draft pick, definitely like tap in, tune into that.
Right.
But other than that, like not really.
And you're not betting yet.
I'm not betting at all, man.
Not at all.
No, I'm not much of a sports betting guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's like one, I like can't really do it because of my current occupation, but
true.
Two, like I'm just like, eh. Like I like watching sports for like just the sheer entertainment of it.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like sports betting adds like viewership through like an opportunity to make money.
There's an incentive there.
Yeah, there's an incentive to watch, but like I genuinely just like enjoy watching basketball.
True, true, true. That will change the dynamic of watching it for you.
Absolutely.
If it's like you have money on the line, even if it's a small amount, no one wants to lose, right? So
yeah,
I don't know, man. I haven't really gotten to it yet. I heard that it's like there's contention about like letting sports betting happen with WWE, so like wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was talking to my boy about it over the weekend. I'm like, that's a weird one because like if the information, like they know who's gonna win, like the wrestlers know and the team knows. So if that information leaks, then that's like insider betting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, versus like any other sport, it's not determined.
Yeah, and like but at the same, even on the back end of it, it's like you, if you're the commissioner of the WWE, you're like, okay, like we're gonna decide that this person wins.
Yeah.
It's already predetermined. You're, even though you're the only person that knows,
yeah,
like you're basically just giving a 50-50 chance to like be like, okay, like
yeah,
how are you gonna bet? How are you gonna make money? I'd find that very strange.
It's weird. So we'll see how that works, but like yeah, I don't know. I'm like, that's kind of one that maybe you shouldn't add to.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of jokes.
It is like, jokes, you know, as
well. People look at the NBA like that, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of jokes. But,
yeah, rigged.
man, in other news, heartbreaking, man. You know, I'm from Ottawa. Love Ottawa. There's a very famous McDonald's downtown on Rideau Street.
Yeah.
Anyone who's been there, known for you know, the classic late night Don shenanigans that go down. It's at a very busy part of downtown Ottawa.
Yeah.
A lot of people go there. A lot of people go there after the bar. I've seen some shit go down there.
Sure, that, sure.
You know, I wish
you'll
I could
never
unsee.
Recover from. Yeah.
But it's closing down. I'm not sure why. I think it's just because of the development of like the building
probably.
That it's in or something. Yeah. It's definitely not a business problem because that McDonald's got so much traffic.
Man. Yeah.
But it's closing down, and if you're from Ottawa and you've been to that McDonald's, you know, everyone shares a special bond of the you know the greasiness of the location. But there is a, as a kind of a joke or a meme in Ottawa, there's a kind of like a vigil or like a morning session or like a march to a candlelit march to like you know celebrate and mourn the loss of you know such an iconic.
Do you wish you could be there for that?
I wish I could. Oh, you know what I mean? I'll be there in spirit.
Live
for sure.
Stream type.
You know, the ghosts of McDonald's on Rito's past will be exercised.
What's the wildest thing you've seen that
to
you
be
can
honest,
say on
like,
a podcast?
Nothing.
Like fights and all that.
Yeah,
like,
I've definitely seen like a bunch of fights. I remember walking by. I remember seeing like some like. Like, I was on the outside, this girl was on the inside. I remember I just saw this girl, and she's, like, absolutely yacking into a McDonald's bag. You know, just, like, a
classic
you know,
classic
tomfoolery,
good old
classic greasiness.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of, like, you know, people who are on drugs and stuff
of
there.
Of course, yeah.
You know, it's it, for anyone who's from Toronto listening to this, it's kind of like the Queen and Spadina.
Notorious, man. Yeah, that one's notorious. I've seen people throw up in there. I've seen fights. I've seen everything.
Everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's you have those special places, you know? And it would be like if the Queen and Spadina McDonald's closed
down. I'd be lining up. And I don't even go there, but I'd be like, say my respects, you know? I'd be like, walk by it all the time.
Yeah. Done, you know? But
that's hilarious, though.
Yeah. All right, man. Shout out to Reno McDonald. Shout out to Otto for throwing this this whole session. I think it's very important. This is an iconic thing, but... Let's get right into our episode, man.
Let's do it, man.
What's our first topic of the day?
Let's bring up the vibes. It is World Happiness Day. Not when you're listening to this, but when we're recording this.
Realistically, March 20th. Realistically, we probably save this as the good news story of the week.
We could.
But.
Fuck it. Whatever. Keep going. We insured it, so why not, you know?
Let's do it.
So there's this annual report ranking the happiest countries in the world, so... Out of 150 countries, I don't really know how this works, and I kind of want to talk about it today, but for the past 6 years in a row, Finland has been number one.
Okay.
Canada right now for this year is number 12, and the United States is number 16. Kind of gives you a sense of where things are at. I don't think I would have guessed that the USA would be number 16, but that's something we can get into.
What's the top five?
Top five. It's countries... that are close to Finland. I can't remember all of them.
Like, Sweden and Germany. Exactly. And I think Germany's kind of close.
Those Nordic.
I'm sounding like a fucking idiot now.
A little bit. Yeah. I think Sweden is top five, Finland as well, and then some of the other countries in that area.
Netherlands and stuff.
Yeah, you know, where they have great health care and great opportunities and stuff like that. What I was reading, so it's a global. They do a global survey. I don't know how many people they survey in each country. But it's based on people's average life evaluations, which I don't really understand what that means.
Yeah. I evaluate my life all the time. Yeah.
But I'm like, who are they speaking to, right? And like, how many people are they speaking to? They're kind of vague about those details, but what do you think when you hear like a country is ranked top 10 happiest? Does that mean anything at all to you?
I think this prompt is like, subjectivity is translating into like some type of like objective claim or fact. Like that there's probably a billion different nuances that go into like the data collection that will ultimately influence the result. To your point, who are they interviewing? How much money do they have? Have a secure system
exactly
around you? You know,
I've never seen one of these surveys pop up in my mailbox. These.
Hey, man, if you're in charge of this, you're excluding me, bro.
Yeah, we're in Canada. Like, is Toronto live? Probably not.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm curious as to where these things come from.
Me too.
But
It's great marketing for a country, though.
Totally. I
mean, people are going to go to Finland more than ever, you know, in the last 6 years. Absolutely.
I have a hard time believing that Finland, people in Finland are like happier than people who live in like Jamaica or something, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, every country has their problems, but like, man, I would definitely like go somewhere where it's like sunny and warm and nice. You know, default option.
Or Central America. Yeah.
That doesn't really mean anything to me. I think that, again, like there's so many subjective facts behind or subjective claims that feed into that that makes it hard to, you know, take something like that seriously. Is there like a generalized outlook that I would have from seeing that, and like, does that surprise me? Not really, because when you look at those countries like Finland, you know,
based on what you hear about them.
And I'm not like an expert on like Finland's infrastructure by any means, but like I assume that it's a lot more like socialist, kind of like free healthcare, you know. Education's a little bit more invested in.
They have the best PR. The stuff you hear about, like Sweden and Finland, and Switzerland, it's like
all those places.
Amazing countries to live. The prison system is even, you know, amazing to live in, and like they treat everyone with respect. But like, if you look at this, this list, like they were saying, Ukraine had the biggest like drop, and it's like, okay, I guess that would make sense, right? But you're like sending people a survey that are in the middle of like a war. It's kind of like, what's going on here, you know?
I mean, that's another factor.
How does that work? Like, I don't know, man. But this stuff comes out every year. Canada's always pretty well ranked. But again, we don't know how this stuff works. It's not really factoring into my next travel location. I'm probably not going to Finland next. Some point,
the person who wrote this is like, fuck. Shit.
I wanted Dak there, man. Damn it.
Man, I thought this would do it. I thought this would bring him in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we just need to bless them.
But it is always interesting that the European countries and North American countries tend to be, you know, top 15. But yeah. That's a whole other...
I always wonder, yeah, like, what are the reasons behind that? And, yeah. Like, are you interviewing people, like, kind of across the board? Again, like, what Literally. Is it, like, life, your... Basing it off of life evaluations, like I have no idea what that means.
That is vague like zero, as hell, zero man. That clue is vague what as hell.
That means.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And people always say like less is more. So like, I wonder if like people who like, you know, grow up in a smaller country that don't necessarily have like as much exposure to modern technology.
Yeah.
Access to like, you know, more complex, bigger systems that we see here in North America. Like I always compare. Would love to compare like someone who works in like a bank downtown versus like someone who like, you know, doesn't have a ton of money in a country that, you know, doesn't also have, you know, the and same like type who's of resources happier, infrastructure who's, and who's happier. You yeah. know what I mean?
Depends how you define it too.
Yeah. Right? What like, does happiness mean?
What like, is happiness? You know, not success. Like it has nothing to really do with that.
Yeah. It has nothing know? To do with like, I mean, I'm sure it has something Probably to do with point, career yeah. and money, but yeah. like, what does that mean?
To what degree?
Because I think you can't necessarily always quantify those two things together.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, today is World Happiness Day, so whatever the fuck that means, I don't know. But
yeah.
we'll keep it moving. We yeah. have Let's some keep, good topics to get through, man.
We got a couple good ones here. What's and this next? One, first and foremost, I'm going to introduce this topic by saying, like, we are two dudes with a podcast.
Yeah.
And I acknowledge that. You know, some of the shit that we say, I'm sure.
We like, are high value.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Done, we are done. High value alpha male breeds here discussing the importance and yep. intricacies of the industry. No, but I saw this TikTok the other day that was, I have to talk about it because it's so, so funny.
Yeah.
So it's basically these two girls talking about, like imitating like those kind of like alpha male podcasts, like saying like the stupidest, most ridiculous shit that you hear all the time on
satire,
like, yeah. hack stuff like that. So it was like, you know, if you saved $1 a day for a year, you know, how much money do you think you'd have?
Yeah.
Like, and she's like roughly $30,000. Like as if it's like so matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, listen, like if you know, you need to flip your mindset. If women stopped getting lip injections for an entire year, how much would they save? 80K?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you know, yeah, it's like stupid yeah. shit where you're just like, man, like this is hilarious because it's like reducing the amount of those like stupid fucking alpha male podcasts down to like just ridiculous claims that they're making, not based in like any yeah. form of reality.
Yeah. Like this is real. Like there yeah. are so many podcasts, top podcasts that have so many viewers that speak just like that.
Totally.
Of like, why don't you have a Lamborghini in your 20s? You're yeah. wasting your time. You know what I yeah. mean? It's like, okay, but like, where's your family from? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
people who, you know, are working 9 to 5s don't have the right intention and yeah, don't want to, yeah. like, you know, that's like, okay, like.
Or reducing women down to just objects and like objects, things like that. Andrew and Tate's, what do they bring to the table?
Yeah.
And all of that stuff.
Just like, but, just like classic, like, just misogynistic, yeah, yeah. fucking, you know, I am alpha male. What I say is so matter of fact and right.
Yeah. yeah.
That it's just like, okay, cool. Like, you don't realize how stupid. You sound.
Yeah.
But it kind of got me thinking a little bit more. Like, you know, obviously these things, in my perspective, do more harm than they do good. But I think when you look at the people who listen to these types of things,
yeah.
I assume are like young men who are incredibly influenced.
Yeah.
So I think of like maybe the early to late high school or early high school to like maybe like university, you know, or college.
Yeah, even mid-20s, man. Like, there's yeah, a lot yeah, of yeah. these people guys. People don't
grow out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like, the damn. Product of it, yeah.
You know, I, like, always think about who these people are, and it's like, why are these people so influenced?
Yeah.
Like, what are they, what is, like, the gap in, like, them understanding, like, kind of, like, the normal construct of, like, what it's like to get a job and just work, and what the lessons are for like learning how to do a job and learning yeah. how to do a job well.
Even outside of that, it's like just learning how to be a good person.
Yeah. Because
like a lot of these podcasts will try to motivate, quote unquote, you know, people right. to young men to make as much money as possible, get as fit as possible, and then all the women will magically show up. Like yeah. that's all they need is money and muscles. You yeah. know what I mean? And that's their status in life, and that's what they're providing.
And that's their whole personality.
That's their whole personality. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know why they're so impressionable compared to women the same age. I can't really answer that because I don't know. When I was a 16-year-old, I guess that messaging wasn't really there. But if it was, I don't know if I would have gravitated towards it.
Yeah.
Because I also had a good support system and a good family and good friends. So maybe if you're more like alone and you need someone that is like an idol, you know, that you can idolize, and that's Andrew Tate for some of these people.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what it is, man, because I don't have those people in my circle. So I don't have a reference point. But I can just ask, like, why do you think like this?
Why do you think this is, like, helpful to you?
Yeah.
And it's, like, also, like, what success does any normal kid have from something like that? You know what I mean? It's, like,
yeah.
I remember when, like, Forex trading was, like, the big thing for a couple of years. And, like, I randomly knew, like, five people who, like, barely got through high school trying to reach out to me being, like, yo, you need to invest your money in this. Bro, like,
I'm good.
Like, you got D's in high school, man. Like, I also got D's, by the way. I just thought. I just did things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
But I think it's, like, the absence of, like, one, like, a true guidance and, like, I would say the importance of our education system and how it can support people who are entrepreneurial in nature, who want to be able to, like, kind of carve their own path. I think those opportunities can actually be very beneficial if people were to invest in them, because being an entrepreneur and wanting to, like, start your own business or start your own product or innovate, like, I think is, like, still an incredibly valuable use of your energy. Like,
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I think that so many of these people listening to Andrew Tate and he's just like, if you follow my advice, you will be a better person.
Yeah.
And then, like, you get to a point where you're like, man, like, this actually isn't the remedy for happiness. Like, girls and, like, you know, muscles and fucking
money,
you know, money, like, isn't always the basis for everything. And I think it's, like, at that age, you know, in that, like, 10-year span, you can't think of anything else because you're like, oh, this is all that's important to me.
It all makes sense. You're watching it, and if you're watching it, it has to be real.
Right? Yeah,
exactly. You're seeing this guy with the blue Lambo pop up on your TikTok, and it's like, oh, he has that. He was where I was, and then he earned this thing, and now there's models all over him. And as a young boy, like, you're watching that, you're like, this is real. I can do this. Wow,
cool, muscles, cars, money. This is so appealing to me.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? Now there's just, like, a group of boys being raised that hate women, pretty much.
Yeah.
And totally. It's, like, crazy to witness.
And you listen to things like this, and someone will challenge me and be like, oh, you're generalizing an entire group of people from this. I'm like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
so, like, thanks for pointing that out. But also, like, I still very much feel like there's a direct correlation between, like, that type of content and like misogyny and, like, what it teaches people who are still very malleable to believe in.
Yeah.
And, like, these guys end up growing up to be, like, douchebags.
Douchebags. Assholes,
and, like, probably not super successful.
Yeah.
I would love to see, maybe this is an experiment. Like, what we should do is, like, start a GoFundMe and, like, pay for one of these, like, expert advice services and follow it and then, like, see what happens.
See what happens.
You know what I mean? It's like, and we're do an honest review.
We're investing in crypto. Yeah. The red. We put our home.
It's like, here's what this realistically did for me.
Yeah.
And, like, I took it seriously. I followed it. I think that'd actually be a hilarious idea.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, you know, for any 16-year-old kid who's, like, challenging me or, like, listening to this.
Yeah.
Like,
that idolizes Andrew Tate.
Just, I don't know, follow it honestly and then see what it does.
Yeah, it's just, it makes me pretty worried for, like, the future generation because, like, without making this too serious, like, a lot of these boys grow up to be people that abuse women, kill women, get in these situations. Yeah, like, if we're really going there, like, that is the byproduct of that, right?
Totally.
What do you think is going to happen if you hate women from when you're a teenager? And you think that they're just supposed to provide you with,
or, like, owe you shit, this is what your role is in my life.
Yeah. You listen to everything that I say because I'm earning money and I have muscles and stuff like that. There's only one way this is gonna go. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. So I hate to see all that stuff, and I'm glad that, like, a lot of these kind of exactly what you mentioned, this parody stuff is coming out because it's, like, exposing how dumb those podcasts
Ridiculous it is. And it's like, man, like, you know, people will be like, oh, like you're just mad because like you're not getting money. I'm like, no, I'm actually like pretty good. Like I'm not good. If you want to get a Lamborghini, sure. Like yeah, doesn't matter to me. But like I know that I grew up with like a decent work ethic.
Yeah.
Like I care about my career. I'm doing just fine in my career. I have a pretty stable life for the most part. Like I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not really worried about it, Mr. Like, I got fucking D's in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Blake is going to be in our comments, man. Yeah,
Blake's going to be pissed about He's still not going to horse cough.
Though. Yeah, the horse cough.
Yeah, those guys are going to rage.
They're going to be in on us on TikTok. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm stoked. Hey, prove me wrong. You know what I mean?
Call us like, broke and everything.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, this guy's broke. He doesn't have a fucking Lambo. I'm like, bro, I drive a Honda Civic, man.
There you go.
It gets a job done.
Paid for.
I paid for it. It's my car. I feel good, man.
Yeah.
You know, but anyways, I don't know. There was one, I have to say it, like, there's one other quote from that TikTok, which, like, we have to, like, tag them or, like,
link them or something
like that. But it was, like, I'm at the point in my life where if someone came up to me and said, I'll give you $15 million if you slap your mom, I would slap my mom, but I wouldn't accept the $15 million because that experience is invaluable on my resume. That shit right there, bro.
Perfect.
That was like the man. I was like, this is absolutely spot on and
it's golden, man. Yeah.
Do you remember like time ago where it was like, oh, would you rather have like $100 million or like sit down with Jay-Z for dinner or something? That shit was that lit. Same kind of
the think pieces that came out of that. I'm like, you have way too much time. Yeah,
like
one.
Like, damn, like this is crazy.
Jay-Z would tell you to take the money.
Yeah, Jay-Z would be like,
he'd be like, what are you doing
bro, here? Bro, like, what exactly are we saying here?
Exactly. Let's move on here, though. We haven't had our TTC discourse in a minute.
Of course.
Amidst all the, you know, the surge in violence in the TTC kind of starting this year, actually kind of starting last year, but kind of leading into this year, this MMA gym is introducing what they're calling a TTC self-defense course. You know, I don't know if this is sponsored by the TTC or acknowledged in any way, but like what they're doing essentially is they're trying to simulate the the subway environment, so like a small like train, and showing you how to defend yourself in that confined environment. And my question is, when are we signing up for?
You're the instructor, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm the instructor. You know? I'm gonna, but I'm just like, I read this and I'm like, here's our city, man. We're not solving these problems. We're just like adding these little band-aid little things that aren't going to do anything.
Yeah.
You're not going to learn how to defend yourself on the TTC. Like, this is not the root of the problem, you know?
Totally. The way that I see this is, like, this is, like, a really smart, like, marketing
play. 100%.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It says, regardless of the TTC or not, self-defense is, like, a very important thing for, like, a lot of people to learn.
Yeah.
And I think that no one really knows how to get started or, like, this is kind of weird, like, I don't know if I need to take a course on this, but like, because it's so top of mind for everybody who lives in Toronto,
attach it to the TTC.
Like, it's like, hey, like we can create a self-defense mechanism for you when you're taking the train. You're like, oh, I take the train and I know it's fucked.
Yeah.
And I see this shit and it's fucked up. I should probably do this. I think it's really smart.
I just hope it doesn't turn into, you remember that Detroit training survival guy? I hope it doesn't turn into that of like someone has a gun and then you turn your head to the side. It's like, no.
It's like, all right, this guy put down his crack pipe and he's coming over to you. Like, what do you do? Like,
run.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Number one self-defense training is run. If you can't run, then okay.
Then, you know.
Option B, figure that shit out.
Yeah. If you can, if you're able.
If you're able. But yeah, funny marketing opportunity. It's like, why not, you know, throw that in there. You're already doing self-defense as a gym, so why not label it and get extra reach and clicks, you know?
But totally.
I won't be taking it.
You know, let's kind of jump on here. I think we got a good, this one, as we were looking for topics, like, you know, it's something that we often do. And we never talk really about the process until like how we.
Let's talk about it.
How we select our topics that we talk about.
Episode.
It's a big mix of things, right? It's like, one, like, is there something that's topical kind of going on that we need to talk about?
Yeah.
Like March Madness, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there, you know, something happening in the ad world or marketing world that, like, catches our attention?
Yeah.
You know, whether that's a campaign or a product or, like, a new thing launching, you know, that's where we pull from. We pull from, like, a LinkedIn to strategy Twitter, online before they fucking introduce that pay barrier, which is like no one's reading the shit anyway. So like, anyway, you know, pause.
Shout out to
strategy online, Adweek, same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So as I was going through the website, as I do, I found this headline that I'm just gonna read. There's a headline and like the subheader or whatever. So it says 40% of marketing execs worry about measuring performance. And the subhead is marketers are under more pressure than ever to deliver performance-based results. And more than half, 47%, I don't see how that's more than half, by the way, but maybe I'm just an idiot. Say measuring, improving the impact of their work is their biggest concern. I like take a step back.
Because, hey,
like, there's a lot of people who read this stuff.
100%, yeah.
There's a lot of people who like engage with stuff and like read it like insightfully.
This was Strategy or Adweek?
This was Adweek.
Adweek, right.
So,
come on, Adweek.
I'm not going to name the person who wrote it because I'm like, I'm not here to disrespect you.
Yeah, they might be a fan too.
So. How the fuck is this news, bro?
Yeah, you read it out loud to me when we were considering topics, and I'm like, that is literally a marketer's job.
Yeah, that is like, you know, a garbage man is worried about, you know, being efficient and collecting garbage on his schedule.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not going to leave that one alone. But it's like, that. It's like stating the obvious, and the hard part is about reading things like this, it's that it's so matter of fact, right?
Yeah.
This is what people are really worried about. Are we that desperate for like innovation or creativity that like this kind of stuff is making headlines? Like this is the type of shit that we have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, that like other this than is literally making the content.
Marketers worried about doing their job. That is the headline.
Man, I've seen a few of those on Adweek where it's just stating the complete obvious in the headline. Like there was one of them where it was like word of mouth is do you remember that? Word of mouth is like a great marketing tactic, says marketers.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? What? In 2023, we're like, that's a new revelation?
Yeah.
A word of mouth works?
Yeah. Like, damn, like, this is
groundbreaking.
Here's another one. Like, I just threw this up. I just typed it in.
Literally typed it in.
.com.
Yeah.
I like, you know, looking at the headlines here. So this is in the influencers and creators subhead.
Spicy. Yeah.
This says pricing for the creator economy is all over the map.
Is that it?
Okay. This influencer has 1 million followers. Yeah. This one has 1,000.
Yeah.
Who do you think is gonna cost more?
Oh my god.
This is like professionally written stuff.
Yeah. Like at least go with the clickbait title. Like that's
at
not
least
you,
be
you
like.
Know? Like Twitter. Can't believe what this influencer
You'll
is making.
Never
you know,
doctors hate this guy. You know, it's shit like this that like drives.
How to make
me
$1 million as an influencer? Like, I'll click that.
Totally. How to be an influencer with a blue Lamborghini?
Yeah, pretty much.
But the thing
that's
is,
yeah, I don't know, man.
You know, I struggle so much with articles like this because, again, it's what's talked about the most, and to me, that this shows that there is a clear lack of creativity.
Yeah.
There's a clear lack of innovation, and there's a clear lack of like understanding what people want to read.
But I also wonder, like, if there's that many of these articles on like Adweek as the publication we're speaking about, like, are there people that absorb this content and they're just like, oh wow, groundbreaking. This is like really refreshing news. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like halfway between.
Like, do people get this in their inbox and they're like, "Oh my god!"
They're like, "Yo, I'm sharing this with my team. I'm sharing this with my CEO." ASAP. Be like, "Yo, do you
all
see this?"
All staff email.
Way?
Yeah.
Like, just a heads up. Like, people who work in marketing are worried about their marketing campaigns being successful.
I feel seen right now.
They're like,
wow. We're probably like, "Oh my god, I'm in that 47%."
So to me, like, this is the definition of something that, as a marketer, I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, no fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, no, obviously.
Yeah.
But to the average person who's not in marketing, they're probably looking at that and being like, oh, like, that sounds. That
but
sounds
who's right. The audience of Adweek? It's
That's
not
what I'm
the,
saying.
Yeah.
That is
it's
what
not
I'm
the
saying.
Average person.
There's, it is, this is a site built for
marketers. For marketers. By marketers.
By
marketers.
Yeah. By marketing writers.
Yeah.
To engage and absorb. And it's just like, the industry is not accessible enough to the average person for like someone who doesn't know what's going on to like
they
go in and look at that
hell.
And be like, oh,
they
don't
give a hell,
don't give a shit about that because they're like,
who cares about a marketer?
If you care, you'd be in marketing.
Literally, the only people that care. Yeah, exactly. exactly.
So I don't know.
It's interesting, man. There's going to be a lot of these still. Like, it makes me wonder who the audience is, right? Then I kind of think of, like, is it students that, like, don't know the industry yet, but they want to be in?
Like, want to, like, learn more.
Yeah, like, okay, so I'm going to be stressed out about metrics and, like, data. And
yeah. Like, what does this mean? It's like, you'll also get, like, the complete other side of things where it's, like, the creative people are, like, it's not always about the data. It's about, like, the human insight and all. And you're, like, so how do these two worlds come together?
But yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this is it's a generalization of, like, poor commentary and a poor, like, effort. Like,
yeah,
do better than this. Like, yeah. This is like, I'm like, man, if this is a headline in an article, I don't know how to take anything away from that seriously.
Like, yeah.
Yes. Tell me something that I don't. Tell me something that I will make me want to click on this article for good reasons and not be like,
and learn something.
Yeah.
Like, if you're on one of these sites, if you're on a publication, you're trying to learn something.
Yeah.
That is the whole idea. And Adweek is a very well-respected publication.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? Like, that's one of the top ones in the industry. So it's like, for you to have this bar of, like, content so low is a little, like, concerning, you know?
Yeah, and, like, if this is what's successful, like, what does, you know, what does poor content look like? Who are the people who got chopped?
Yeah. I'm going to submit an article soon.
Yeah. We'll see. Let's do it.
With the lamest headline ever.
Facts.
Podcasters have to talk about topics. let's move on here to another dumb. Let me not say dumb. Let's evaluate if it's dumb, right? Or the people listening will evaluate.
This
if
is
it's
very
dumb.
Much a build on last year.
Yeah. We got to do our tech, you know, news as we always do, talking about the metaverse and mixed reality and all of that. But I was reading this article, right? Not on Adweek. Taco Bell, basically, they put out a contest last year, around the end of last year, that they would pay for a wedding in the metaverse. So you had to sign up for that contest.
Okay.
So there's a couple that basically did an Indian wedding sponsored by Taco Bell in the metaverse.
Yeah, like, those aren't just like one day things.
So this one, it was one day, but they had a lot of the traditional kind of decorations. The couple came on an elephant too, as well, in a metaverse. So they had to create avatars and pay for avatars. They wore the headsets. I don't even know if they're in the same place at the same time, but sure. There's a virtual wedding with a bunch of Taco Bell logos and a Taco Bell location in Las Vegas that people actually get married in, the real one. So they recreated it in the metaverse, and then they had their friends watch it on the screen, and it's a real wedding. And I was just like, don't do this anymore.
Hey, like, listen, okay, so I'm gonna just peel out real quick.
Yeah.
The headline is couple gets married in the metaverse, sponsored by Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Is there anything more 2023 than that?
Yo, man, right, Taco
there?
Bell is on it.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that. Well, here's the thing, man. Like, it kind of goes back to that, like, AI dating thing. Like, it's in the same realm as that. It's different, yeah. But it's in the same realm.
Yeah.
So, like, can they get married, or they probably, or can they get married in person? Is there a reason why this needs to happen online?
Yeah. In the article, there was no mention of why they couldn't do it in person. I think it was they want to do something unique.
Okay. And definitely unique.
This is unique, and it's a lot cheaper than a regular wedding, right? Like,
weddings,
this was maybe under $1,000 for everything, versus the average wedding in the U.S. costs about $30,000.
Right.
You know, so it's like very different in prices, right? I just found it to be, I'm like, who's this for? You know, right. So I think it's
for the couple, man.
Yeah.
You know?
So the company that partnered with Taco Bell that basically created the avatars and the environment, they get about 2 per week of these weddings.
Okay.
And that's all very recently, right? In the last year or so, that the popularity of metaverse weddings are growing. But I'm like, is this the same as like a Zoom wedding, but you do it with a headset and you have an avatar pretty much?
Yeah, like to me,
but it's still like a remote wedding.
Yeah.
Like, people did Zoom weddings during the pandemic, right?
Yeah. Like, to me, this feels like no different than like getting married on like Fortnite. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same kind of shit, right? Like, you just have an avatar and you get a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I remember, like, back in the day, like, I was watching a clip of, like,
this couple that tried to get married in like World of Warcraft. Like, do you remember that game?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I used to absolutely shred that game.
You played it?
Oh yeah.
Oh shoot. Like, okay.
A ton back in the day.
Yeah.
With the same 16-year-old kids who were like taking Andrew Tate advice.
No. Yeah. I grew up better.
I made it out. I remember watching this clip on YouTube of like this couple that tried to get married, and part of the game is like there was like two factions, so like two sides, and like if you interacted with someone who was like from this side, you could kill them, right? In the real world, right? Yeah, so it's like it kind of made like a dynamic, you know, player versus player element to the game. So it's like if I'm doing a quest and I see someone from the opposite faction as me, I can attack them, I can kill them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember when I watched this video, it was like this whole thing where like this couple was getting married in this like nice cathedral that was like in the game kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the whole video was about the like this like group of people on the other faction coming over, like organizing themselves. There was like probably like 70 of them storming this wedding online and just killing everybody and trolling them. It was so funny, man. It was like this whole like nerdy like walk down the aisle and
red wedding stuff.
And then everyone just came in and just like trolled them. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man. And that, I mean, is the memory of that.
Right? Like the virtual, because that's kind of like a metaverse almost, like the World of Warcraft stuff, if you think about it, right?
I mean, it's the same thing. I don't see the metaverse. Like the metaverse is just like an accessible version of like, I don't know, it's like Habbo Hotel virtual, in today's age. You know what I mean? Like you're just a thing and then go.
Yeah.
That's represented in so many different styles of
course,
you know, digital reality, which is, you know, like video games and whatnot.
Yeah. So your homie's getting married.
Yeah.
And he invites you to the metaverse reception.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
I'm pulling up. Get the energy going, man.
On an elephant, you're ready. You're like, my avatar styled out, wearing Gucci.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Like, only when I'd be able to afford it. So
yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm pulling up to the wedding with bottles, you know.
Yeah.
Can I bring a plus one?
Yo, shout out to Taco Bell. They always do like weird shit like this, and I love it, man.
Yeah, you know what? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, yo, this is just a fucking meme. You understand their brands, like, yo, we're just a fucking memo here, bro.
Literally.
We're not trying too hard.
Yeah.
We'll sponsor a fucking wedding in the
Why not? Yeah, why not? A couple hundred dollars spent.
That's what I'm
saying. Our logos are everywhere, and they're attached to this couple for life.
Yeah,
man.
You know? And shout out to Taco Bell.
Man, I brought Taco Bell up. We were talking about fast food, our favorite like fast food spots at work.
Yeah.
And man, there's a soft spot in my heart for Taco Bell.
Oh man,
I brought it up.
The only problem that I have with Taco Bell, the biggest issue that I have with Taco Bell, is that there's not enough of them.
There's like barely any. Yeah.
You know?
I brought it up and they act like I was a serial killer, man. They're all in disgust and I'm like, listen.
What are these people bringing up?
You're not too good. You're not too good for Taco Bell.
Unless
they're
talking about Rito McDonald's.
Yeah.
Then I don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying?
You're never too good for Taco Bell. Don't forget that.
No. And if you haven't had it, people who hate Taco Bell haven't had a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Crunchwrap? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, fight me on
we
that.
Won't even go off, but I mean.
Debate a wall.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Debate a wall.
You know what I mean?
Debate Yo. A wall. That is our lucky number seven episode.
Lucky number seven, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
You know, I don't know why.
They hold it down too.
Yeah, man.
You know, 7-Eleven. Shout out the one at Humber, you know, Lakeshore, way back.
Yeah, man.
Late night meals.
Yeah, late. Bro, if you're eating from a 7-Eleven, like that is, you know, I get the effort that they're trying to put in to like make their food seem fresh and, you know, it's always ready. And I respect that. But like, there's zero chance.
When the direct deposit doesn't hit, and it's like, yo, I need a chicken tender right now.
Yeah, I need a taquito, bro. I need a fucking taquito to glitch.
Humble beginnings, man. Humble beginnings. Yeah.
Yes, sir. But thank you so much for listening. That was episode 7.
Yes, sir.
Season 5. Got a ton of, obviously, new great content coming out every week. I said obviously because I believe in it.
Of course.
Bet on myself, bet on ourselves.
Yeah.
Red Van Fleet.
Shout out to Fred.
Shout out to Raptors.
Let's get it.
But thanks for listening. If you have any comments, I know we're probably going to get a couple bros in here talking about alpha male shit. Pull up, ready to have the discussion. But until then, have a great rest of your day, morning, evening, nighttime, whatever time it is you're listening to this. Just hope it's a good one. Peace.
Stay happy. Peace.